Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Competitive Advantage Creating and Sustaining Superior Performance by Michael E. Porter is a foundational business strategy book that examines how firms create, defend, and improve their position in competitive markets. Published in 1985, it belongs to the management and strategy genre and extends Porter's earlier work on industry competition by shifting attention from broad market forces to the internal structure of the firm. Its central purpose is to explain how competitive advantage arises from the way a company organizes activities, manages costs, and delivers value to buyers. The book is best known for introducing and developing the value chain framework, which breaks a business into linked activities that can be analyzed for sources of cost efficiency and differentiation. Rather than treating strategy as a vague statement of intent, Porter presents it as a disciplined configuration of choices. The result is a rigorous model for understanding how companies can achieve superior performance and sustain it over time through coherent, operational, and strategic design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the value chain as the basic unit of competitive analysis. Porter's most influential contribution in this book is the value chain, a framework that disaggregates the firm into separate activities such as inbound logistics, operations, outbound logistics, marketing, service, and supporting functions. This matters because competitive advantage is not created by the company as a vague whole, but by the specific way these activities are performed and connected. The value chain helps managers see where value is added, where costs are incurred, and where differences between firms actually come from. It changes strategy from an abstract idea into a practical diagnostic tool. Instead of asking only what market a company is in, the framework asks how the company creates value inside that market. This internal focus is one reason the book remains so important in management education and practice. It gives a structured way to compare firms, identify weak links, and recognize that small improvements in one activity can affect the performance of the entire system. Secondly, how cost advantage is built through activity design and coordination. A major theme of the book is that low cost is not simply the result of scale or cutting expenses indiscriminately. Porter shows that cost advantage depends on how efficiently a firm performs each activity in the value chain and how well those activities are linked. Cost can be lowered through better process design, tighter coordination, simpler product choices, more effective supplier relationships, and smarter use of technology. The important point is that cost position is structural, not accidental. A firm may appear cheap in one area, but still be uncompetitive if hidden costs appear elsewhere in the chain. Porter therefore encourages managers to study cost drivers across the full system, rather than focusing on isolated departments. This approach makes the analysis more realistic and more strategic. It also explains why operational improvements need to fit the broader business model. A company that understands its own activity structure can often reduce cost without damaging the customer value that supports profitability. Thirdly, differentiation comes from buyer value, not from mere uniqueness. Porter treats differentiation as a serious strategic position, not a vague claim that a product is special. In his framework, differentiation exists when a company creates buyer value that exceeds the cost of producing it, allowing the firm to command a premium price. That value can come from product features, reliability, service, brand reputation, delivery speed, customization, or other attributes customers actually care about. The key is that differentiation must be meaningful to the buyer, not just internally admired by the firm. Porter's analysis also shows that differentiation is tied to the value chain, because the activities behind the product shape what customers experience. A strong service network, a better distribution system, or more careful product design can all support differentiation if they matter to the target market. The book helps readers understand that differentiation is not an ornamental layer on top of operations. It is built into the structure of the business itself that makes it both harder to imitate and more strategically durable when properly executed. Fourthly, activity linkages and fit create advantage that rivals cannot copy easily. One of the more sophisticated ideas in the book is that competitive advantage depends not only on individual activities, but on the links among them. A company gains strength when its activities reinforce each other, creating fit across the value chain. For example, product design choices can reduce manufacturing complexity, which can lower cost and improve quality, while distribution choices can support a particular service model. These interdependencies make strategy more than a list of separate improvements. They create a system in which changes in one part affect the performance of the whole. Porter argues that such fit makes a company harder to imitate, because competitors cannot easily copy a single feature without reproducing the surrounding configuration. This is one reason the book emphasizes consistency. Strategy works best when all activities support the same competitive position rather than pulling in different directions. The insight is valuable because it explains why some firms remain strong even when rivals can observe their individual practices. Their advantage lies in the coherence of the system, not in one isolated move. Lastly, strategic scope, segmentation, and diversification must be chosen carefully. The book also examines how competitive advantage depends on the scope of the firm, meaning the range of products, segments, customers, and geographies it serves. Porter argues that scope is not a neutral background condition, but a strategic choice that shapes cost and differentiation. Serving too many segments without a clear logic can weaken the activity system and reduce focus, while narrower targeting can allow a firm to tailor its value chain more effectively. This idea connects to strategic segmentation, because different customer groups may value different things and may require different activity configurations. Porter also uses this logic to evaluate diversification more rigorously. A firm should not diversify simply because it can. It should do so only when the new business fits with its existing capabilities, activities, or competitive logic. This section of the book helps readers see strategy as disciplined selection, not expansion for its own sake. The practical lesson is that a company must choose where it will compete and ensure that its internal activities match that choice. In conclusion, competitive advantage is most useful for managers, strategy students, analysts, and investors who want to understand why firms outperform competitors in a sustained way. It is not a quick-read business book or a collection of generic leadership advice. Instead, it offers a rigorous framework for diagnosing how a company creates value, controls costs, and builds positions that rivals cannot easily match. Readers who need to analyze business models, operational fit, pricing power, or the logic of segmentation will find it especially valuable. The book also rewards anyone studying strategy at a deeper intellectual level because it explains competitive performance as a system of interrelated choices rather than a single bold move. What sets it apart from many other books in the category is its analytical precision. Porter does not just describe competition. He provides tools for examining the firm activity by activity and for understanding why some configurations produce durable advantage. That combination of conceptual depth and practical utility is why the book remains a standard reference in strategic management. If you would like to support Michael E. Porter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.